The essence of coaching lies in helping others and unlocking their potential. But I'm sure you're already committed to being helpful, and that hasn't led to your coaching more often. So let's look at why coaching others helps you. It lets you work less hard and have more impact. When you build a coaching habit, you can more easily break out of three vicious circles that plague our workplaces, creating overdependence, getting overwhelmed, and becoming disconnected. Circle number one, creating overdependence. You may find that you've become part of an overdependent team. There's a double whammy here. First, you've trained your people to become excessively reliant on you, a situation that turns out to be disempowering for them and frustrating for you. And then, as an unwelcome bonus, because you've been so successful in creating this dependency that you now have too much work to do, you may also have become a bottleneck in the system. Everyone loses momentum and motivation. The more you help your people, the more they seem to need your help. The more they need your help, the more time you spend helping them. Building a coaching habit will help your team be more self-sufficient by increasing their autonomy and sense of mastery and by reducing your need to jump in, take over, and become the bottleneck. Circle number two, getting overwhelmed. You may also be overwhelmed by the quantity of work you have. It doesn't matter if you've mastered all the productivity hacks in the world. The faster you dig, the faster the world keeps flooding in. As you're pulled in different directions by proliferating priorities, distracted by the relentless ping of email and hustling from meeting to meeting, you lose focus. The more you lose focus, the more overwhelmed you feel. The more overwhelmed you feel, the more you lose focus. Building a coaching habit will help you regain focus so you and your team can do the work that has real impact and so you can direct your time, energy, and resources to solving the challenges that make a difference. Circle number three, becoming disconnected. Finally, you may be disconnected from the work that matters. My previous book, Do More Great Work, had as its foundation the principle that it's not enough just to get things done. You have to help people do more of the work that has impact and meaning. The more we do work that has no real purpose, the less engaged and motivated we are. The less engaged we are, the less likely we are to find and create great work. Building a coaching habit will help you and your team reconnect to the work that not only has impact but has meaning as well. Coaching can fuel the courage to step out beyond the comfortable and familiar, can help people learn from their experiences, and can literally and metaphorically increase and help fulfill a person's potential. What people think of as the moment of discovery is really the discovery of the question. Jonas Salk. So you're up against the bind, the grind, and the resigned. And building a coaching habit is a way of breaking through to a better way of working. The seven essential questions. At the heart of the book are seven questions that will break you out of these three vicious circles and elevate the way you work. The questions work not only with your direct reports, but also with customers, suppliers, colleagues, bosses, and even, occasionally and obviously with no guarantees offered, spouses and teenage children. These questions have the potential to transform your weekly check-in one-on-ones, your team meetings, your sales meetings, and, particularly important, those non-meeting moments when you just bump into someone between scheduled events. The kickstart question is the way to start any conversation in a way that's both focused and open. The awe question, the best coaching question in the world, works as a self-management tool for you and as a boost for the other six questions here. The focus question and the foundation question are about getting to the heart of the challenge, so you've got your attention on what really matters. The lazy question will save you hours, while the strategic question will save hours for those you're working with. And the learning question, which pairs with the kickstart question to make the coaching bookends, will ensure that everyone finds their interactions with you more useful. Shall we begin? Are you ready to go? I'm sure you're keen to get to the seven essential questions, but before we go there, we're going to take a short detour into the nitty-gritty of how to change your behavior. There's no point in giving you useful tools unless you can put them into action.